The North Atlantic is home to a small black and white seabird called the dovekie. It is a member of the auk family, commonly referred to as alcids. They use their wings to propel themselves, and they literally fly underwater. On some recent research pelagic trips in the Gulf of Maine and east of Cape Cod, hundreds of these diminutive birds were seen. As they spend most of their time in search of food, flying around underwater, they are normally very hard to get a look at. The auk family is the ecological equivalent of southern hemisphere penguins, only they are smaller and they have not lost their ability to fly in the air. They evolved independently in a different ocean from penguins. This phenomenon is called convergent evolution. On the other side of the Atlantic, dovekies are called little auks in English, but the Latin name is universal and it's called Ale Ale, which is Swedish for the locality where they were first described, in other words, collected for science. Dovekies are only the size of a soda can, 8 to 10 inches long, and they nest in colonies in the far north, numbering in the millions of birds. In spite of their small size, they are fully equal to the harsh conditions on their North Atlantic wintering grounds. These birds only come to land to nest and are entirely dependent on the sea for food and shelter. They nest on loose rocky slopes and cliffs in suitable areas in Greenland and elsewhere in the extreme high Arctic. After breeding, they depart for open water and the ocean, wintering at favorite spots in the North Atlantic. They feed on a variety of plankton, krill, and small fish. In migration, or during the winter, which is the only time a dovekie is likely to be encountered in New England, they are vulnerable to onshore storms and are sometimes driven onto coastal beaches and sometimes even far inland. They are able to weather an ordinary gale, but now and then a protracted storm rising to hurricane force exhausts them and drives them onshore. Historically, big storms and high winds with low visibility will cause dovekies to get blown inland. For example, on November 15, 1871, in a hurricane-like northeasterly storm with torrential rains, dovekies were basically wrecked in every county in Massachusetts, and the mortality was great. The birds were called pine knots back in the day by the old Yankees. Fortunately for the birds, these mammoth storms are of rare occurrence, so large wrecks like these are rare indeed. Dovekies are crazy cute, small black and white little birds resembling nothing so much as a wind-up bathroom toy. Once ashore, dovekies are in serious trouble as they cannot walk on land or take off unless on water. Helpless on land, they become victims of gulls and other predators. Humans, glad to take a little quote-unquote penguin under their protection, adopt others. Dovekies are soon killed by this form of kindness and only have a chance to survive if released immediately in the ocean or some other large body of preferably salt water from which they can take off. Or taken to a wildlife rehabilitation facility where they know how to take care of these specialized little seabirds. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.